as I listened to the music this morning, I had this vision of letting God infuse me all the way through to my capillaries. I'm a nurse, so it kind of went to a medical thought. And that's something I know I just need to continue to work on. I'm blessed more abundantly than I deserve, truly. Right now, at this season of my life, there's been much change, some loss, some gain, and I'm just learning through that season to be thankful. I'm really thankful for this morning. I think it's what I needed to move to the next step and stay completely in that thankful spirit, which is my personality for years. And this little bump in the road's been a little tougher. So anyway, I'm very thankful for this church, whether it's online while we're up at my mom's in Washington or whether I'm fortunate enough to be here in person. Thank all of you who have made a difference in my life. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Okay. Next, two. If number three wants to come up ready to go, that would be helpful. We'll be expeditional with our time.
It must be fun for you because you don't know who's going to come up.
No.
It's a surprise.
Surprise.
Right, trick or treat. Yes. It's a treat, I'll tell you. Psalm 30, verses 10 through 12. Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, that my soul may bring praise to you and not be silent. Yeah. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. And Lord, I just thank you for your unconditional love that never fails, your unfailing unconditional love that never ceases, and you just keep giving to us. And through the darkest of times, even as we walk through darkness and confusion, you are clear and there's no chaos in you. And we just thank you that you fill us and sustain us through such times. And we just pray that you would continue to let your love grow in us and spread to others, Lord, and that we may be lights unlike ever before, and surprise us, Lord, with how we see your light and your love manifest in those that you put before us. And I'm just thankful for what the Lord's allowed me to be able to continue to do with kids as my energy begins to wane. Theirs doesn't. Just the names and faces change. But I tell them, where else can you go and start laughing your head off at 8 o'clock in the morning because of the things that they say and do? It's just like right at 8 o'clock. And so as long as I have energy to do that, I'm going to keep going. I'm thankful for that. Thankful for my family. I'm thankful for Jill and all that we get to do together. And the unconditional love that continues to come through our daughters is profound. It's a very special thing. And for our church family, too. Without you guys, how would we be able to continue to stand? So praise the Lord.
Thank you, Ron. Hey, Dave.
Good morning. Hebrews 12, 28 through 29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for God is holy, a consuming light. I'm thankful this season for parents that saw a need for a baby almost 69 years ago. And my parents adopted me and my sister, and so I'm truly thankful for someone who, you know, gave me the life that I had and all of the blessings that came with that life. And I'm really thankful this morning for my wife. God saw at a young age that we should be a pair, and so I'm thankful for Kathy. And then I'm thankful for each and every relationship that I've developed here in this church. So thankful for that. We can go, we can be gone for time, and we come back, and it's like brothers and sisters here. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay.
morning, all. I'm reading Psalms 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. And then Psalms 107:1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I'm most thankful this morning for that I have a Savior and that he's coming again to get me out of this corrupt, hard-to-understand world that we live in today. And I'm thankful that I know him. As, you know, I don't just know about him. I know him. He is my best friend and my Savior, and all of my family know him too, and I'm thankful for that this morning.
What a blessing. Thank you. God bless you. Okay. There's Susan.
You don't have to walk so far.
Okay. Thank you.
I saw you do that big
thing. Psalm 92, 1 through 4. What a beautiful thing, God, to give thanks, to sing an anthem to you, the high God, to announce your love. Sorry. I'm such a sap. To announce your love each daybreak, sing your faithful presence all through the night, accompanied by dulcimer and harp and full-bodied music of strings. You make me. Can this not be on the TV?
No, it's not on TV.
Okay. I saw your work and I shouted for joy. There's a lot of things I want to be thankful for, but this morning, yesterday, I've had multiple surgeries over the last few years, the last one about 10 weeks ago, but I was able to walk the whole point to the cove without pain. Woo-hoo! So praise God for that. And I played two little games of pickleball, but don't tell
him.
Oh,
my goodness.
But what I'm thankful for, and the encouragement of praying for each other, the prayers that I've had throughout the years, I just want to encourage, if anybody has an ailment, whether it's emotional or spiritual, keep getting prayer. It might be that 51st time that the Holy Spirit breaks through and heals and delivers you, but don't give up going forward and asking for prayer when you need it.
Amen. Thank you, Susan. And that's a woman that does not give up. Happy for you.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Psalms 9, 1 through 2. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of your wonders. I will be glad and exalt in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. That's very sweet. I didn't know we were sharing thankfulness too, but I'm delighted to be someone who can do that. So much to be thankful for, none the least of which is this wonderful body. So thankful for my husband. You don't see him much or know him much, maybe, but he's a wonderful man. My two girls. And I liked what the gal who's the nurse related to her work, because I would say I'm very, I would relate a lot that's been going on in my life to an escrow. I'm in real estate. It's kind of like if you know about escrows, you go in and everything happens and the buyer and the seller don't necessarily really know what's going on, but we all do and it's busy. So there's a lot going on in all of us. We all have this stuff from before, the during and the after, our hopes, our dreams, our everything. Our sorry that we did this or that, or oh gosh, you know, we find out God's big enough. It's just huge. Well, in an escrow, the little nicky-nackies and the big things, the payoff statement and the, you know, the money, the proof of everything happens. Bruce knows. It's kind of an exciting analogy, and really, God is in control. It's kind of a big process, but our lives, and yet, he's in control. Always seems to work out, and the escrow will close. It will be in glory.
Amen.
Okay, so
amen.
There's my thankfulness.
That was beautiful, Casey, and so appropriate for Advent, you know, because Advent is all about the coming, you know, the coming, the closing. And so we're waiting, and we're preparing. And so we're in this interim time, and that's why hope is so important, and that this week is hope. And we get blessed with Bill Doherty. Woo! Welcome back, Bill. Can I give you a hug? Love you, Bill. Good to see you. Awesome.
Good morning. This morning's reading is from Psalm 107, 8 to 9. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for all. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. I'm so thankful to be here and look around and meets these beautiful faces that have aged over time. and you are all gorgeous. Oh, I'm so thankful to the Lord from where he brought me as a lukewarm Christian, that every day that he brings me brings joy. He brought a new love in my life. After 2.5 years of my wife's passing, I have so much to be thankful for. I'm so thankful for this beautiful place with these beautiful people, and I miss you all. I thank the Lord for that. Amen.
Thank you, Bill.
This is Colossians 3:16 through 17. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other and step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing. Sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master, Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. So this morning, this month, I got to hear my son, he was live streaming from Australia, give a part of the message at his church. And he talked about how important Romans 8:28 was in his young life when his mom and I separated. And, I'm sorry, but she left, I stayed. You know, to see Peter, you know, giving praise to God 26 years later was just so amazing. And then the Lord showed me this morning that, you know, I had a granny and a nana that prayed for me. I had a mom and a dad who worshiped every Sunday. There's this inheritance that I'm very, very grateful for.
Amen. Thank you.
That's okay.
Am I the right number?
I can't read it. Go ahead.
Oh, you can't either?
I have glasses, though.
Oh, what a good pair up here.
I have glasses.
Okay. Revelation 4:9-11. Whenever the living beings give glory and honor and thanks to the one sitting on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever. The 24 elders fall down and worship the one who lives forever and ever. And they lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created everything. And it is for your pleasure that they exist and were created." Wow, hallelujah. I have a thank you, Jesus. And many of you know the story of our son in Montana, Ronnie, and his wife, Ivy, Miss Barrel Racer. And about 20 years ago, they took in a little tiny girl. And she, mental illness, alcoholic, addicted to every evil thing. and mom alcoholic. So I took in this little girl, and she is a champion, national champion barrel racer, college, and engaged to be married. And, pardon me? Well, it goes on and on. But you know what? He can't be quiet for 2 seconds. It doesn't work. Okay, so that's out the door. So they took in her little brother, who is a freshman in high school. Not only that, there's more to the story. They decided they were going to go and move the father to within about a half an hour of them. The father who had, I think they went to move all of his stuff, and he was just a mess. And they had him for Thanksgiving dinner. So we have a thank you that our 4 kids are the hands and feet of Jesus and their spouses, and we're very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. That's redemption.
I'm number 10. 1 Chronicles 16:8-34. Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I'm very thankful this year because my son was restored to me. 14 years ago, he decided to go off the grid and not have anything to do with family. And it wasn't personal, but it was everybody. But this year, my sister and I took a trip up north. And on the way back, she said, "Why don't I had his address, and I'd been writing off and on, but never heard anything back. She says, let's stop in and see him, because I didn't have a phone number. So we did. The shock on his face when he opened the door. But he said, come in. Wow. I've been wanting to contact you, but didn't know how.
So, Body,
so
that's
yeah,
wonderful.
So I'm very grateful for that.
Oh, my goodness. Glorious, glorious. We've been praying for that for years. Wow, wow. Who's next? I don't know. Whoever, just come on up. Come on up. Come, y'all, come up. We're finish it up. Yeah, there you go.
We're shy.
You're shy. Here, Mindy. No.
Yes. Okay. Psalm 9:1-2, the message. I'm thanking you, God, from a full heart. I'm writing the book on your wonders. I'm whistling, laughing, and jumping for joy. I'm singing your song, Hi, God. And I'm thankful for the people in our lives, this precious church, our friends and family, and Smith's turn.
1 Timothy 4:4-5. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. And diddle what you're thankful for.
Short and sweet. I like that. Gary.
Psalm 57:7-11. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises. Awake, my glory. Awake, my harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your loving kindness is great to the heavens, and your truth to the clouds. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory be above all the earth. I am so grateful for my Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there is no pit that is so deep that his love is not deeper still. And I am grateful for this body and being part of small groups and groups of accountability and the leadership of this church. The love that's been poured out in my life is overwhelming many times this year. I'm so grateful for you all. Thank you.
Very Everybody's so beautiful. 1 Chronicles 29:11 through 13. Yours, O Lord, is the greatest. The power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty, everything in the heavens and on earth is yours. O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is all over everything. Wealth and honor come from you alone, for you rule over everything. Power and might are in your hands and at your discretion. People are made great and given strength. Oh, our God, we thank you and praise you, your glorious name. So I'm grateful for how God uses everybody, and grateful for your prayers. My brother was near death, and your prayers lifted him out, and he's actually now home. So thank you for your faithfulness to pray and for trusting me in praying for you. And I have a word for somebody, and this is a gift from God. This person over here with the glasses, the Lord says that you are a fragrant offering, as Mary was when she poured the oil over my feet. Your heart is tender towards me, and the love that you honor me with, I give you back 100-fold. Your sweetness and your tenderness and your yearning to find me is dear to me, and I am with you in all things. I want to be your strength in your weakness, and I want to hold you in my tender arms when you are hungry to be loved. So trust in me in all those things in your heart that you struggle with. For I have a way for you and an answer to everything. Your sweetness is a great offering, an oil that you pour over my feet. I treasure you as that fragrant offering.
Thank you, Carol. So Carol is giving a prophetic word, which is just hearing God's heart for someone, and then delivering it as God's word from his spirit to yours. So it's a gift of the Holy Spirit.
I was okay until I got up here. The word that came to my heart this morning as I was watching you all speak was legacy. I look around this room, there's such legacy. You know, Bill, who's visiting here from Idaho, helped build this actual building. He saw that we needed a bass player, learned how to play bass, just a real giver. And so many other people, my Mary and Martha play, Carol Stewart was willing to star in that with me. But Living Waters, I think about Living Waters and how we, so many of us, had healing, deep healing through Living Waters, deep, deep stuff. And I'm so grateful for that because it helped me in my marriage and being a mom and so many things. But I just really want to honor Bruce and Janie Kuntz this morning. They were my first friends in town from this church. They came to our wedding, drove down to Anaheim to be at our wedding. Bruce found us the land for our house. He designed our house. He ended up finding the house for our daughter. And Janie, can't say enough about what Janie's done for all these years for church and all her amazing talents. And I just want to say you guys are just an amazing rock of this body. And thank you for your kinship group that meets every single week so faithfully in everything you guys do. You guys are really special. And you're always behind the scenes. And you're amazing. So. Okay, well, let me. Yeah. Okay, Psalm 30, 11 through 12. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me. You have put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness to the end that my tongue and my heart and everything glorious within me may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
Amen. Thank you, Jill. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. What a gift. What a gift we are all. And Jesus, our example. You know, one of the first times he gave thanks. We gave thanks many times. And there's actually over 150 Bible verses about Thanksgiving. It's good just to Google them all and look them up, because God is a God of thanksgiving. And it really started with Jesus, the breaking of the bread, Eucharisteo. The Eucharist means thanksgiving, the giving of himself. And as Pastor Gary referred to last week in Philippians, that he emptied himself. Christ emptied himself. He became human. God became human flesh. And that's where God meets us, is in our humanity. And humility is our theme for Advent. And we have a little booklet you can take. Take one per couple so that singles can each have their own. And go through it. Each week we'll be focusing in on the different four aspects of Advent. And this week is hope. And hope comes when we have a grateful heart. And a grateful heart is something we have to cultivate, isn't it? As that scripture that Rick shared, a grateful heart. And it just strikes me that Jesus took the bread and he gave thanks for it. This is my body, broken for you. He gave thanks that he was going to be broken for us, that he was going to die on the cross for us. And that Eucharisteo, if you break it up, the two meanings are grace and joy in the Hebrew. And it is the grace of God that enables us to give thanks. You know, and as we think about what Jesus did, you know, that song, we give thanks with a grateful heart. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I am rich for what he has done for us. You know, it's because of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that we can give thanks. And no matter what comes down the pike, no matter what difficult things roll over us, and Isaiah is full of it as we look toward the coming king. You know, they were living in such dire times, hopelessness, not unlike ours, much worse, actually. And they had a hope that there was going to be a Savior coming, the root of Jesse. You know, so we want to think about cultivating a grateful heart is to remember him. That's what he said. The last directive he gave was, remember me. Remember what I've done. So we remember, you know, as we make our list of gratitude as we've done this week. And one thing God challenged me to do was to just start listing the attributes of people, my family, especially the difficult ones, and give thanks for them. And it's kind of a challenge to do, but when you do, you step into, it's kind of hard to hold anything against people when you're grateful for them, when you can find God's spirit in them somewhere working. The seed eternity is in their heart, whether they know it or not, whether they said yes to Jesus or not, his divine image is in them. And so we pray that, we bless them, and we remember. So we remember that Jesus, giving himself, emptying himself, became human form to live and die on earth. So we remember his grace, that everything is grace. So remember this as we go into Advent and continue to give thanks. Everything is grace. It's by grace that we're here. It's by grace that we can get up each day and give thanks. I mean, it's by grace that we can keep carrying on. Oh, but for the grace of God go I. You know, remember grace. And remember that in Mark, I think it was 6, you know, when Jesus told the disciples to feed all those people, and they didn't have any, all they had were the 2 little fishies and the 5 loaves, right? And he told them to go feed them. And they go like, right, with what? With this? But he took what little they had And he blessed it, and he gave thanks. He gave thanks. And so when we give thanks, what happens? Miracles. Miracles happen. He was able to feed 5,000 plus. Miracles happen. So we remember it's grace. We remember we're human and that God meets us in our humanity and that miracles will happen when we let him take the little we have. Remember who we are and whose we are and what he's done for us. So we want to give thanks for that. And so as we go into this time of preparing room for Christ's coming in our daily lives, God appears, right, in Bethlehem, and God appears at the end of the day, end of the age, and Christ appears daily in us. So we give thanks because every day we can get up, every day we can have grace. And every day we can allow him, prepare him room to live in our lives by giving thanks. So that's what I want to do this season, is to really focus in on that grateful heart, letting God just as we sang today, that was so beautiful, that last song, you know, of giving him our all and allowing grace to live there. So in order to give thanks, we have to let go sometimes. So, you know, if you clench your fist, just go ahead and close your fists, your hands. When they're closed, you can't receive anything. When you open them, go ahead and open them. That's the posture of receiving. So there are times where, probably every day, when we give thanks, we have to let go of our preconceived notions. We have to let go of control. We have to let go of even the way we want God to answer our prayers and the way that we think he's going to answer our prayers. And so we give thanks. And the giving of thanks is giving. So you have to give something in order to get something. So I just ask you just to take a moment and ask God what it is that you need to give, to surrender, to trust, to give thanks more this year. Is there something you're holding on to? What is it that you need to desire? You desire that you need to give, just to give it to him now. So let's just take a few moments as I close in prayer. And give to him those things that you're holding on to. You need to trust him and. So as we receive God's grace, we receive his hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit that was given to us. So as we sing a closing song, just receive the Holy Spirit given to you as a gift of grace in whatever area you would need to surrender. It could be a family member, it could be your own struggle. Wherever you are, just receive his grace as we close with the song.